The meeting of March 5th is called to order. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
It's been moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I would like to thank Ms. Hobson for getting these out to us and making sure they were delivered in a day. I appreciate that. All those in favor of approval signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Communications for information.
None this evening.
Actions on matters still pending.
None this evening.
Consideration of matters set for public hearing.
None this evening.
Isn't this fun? And the last, civil service coordinator report.
That would also be none this evening.
Thank you. Human resource director report and request.
Some this evening. Okay, so good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. I first wanted to, before getting into our typical reports and updates, I wanted to come back to you on the topic of residency. After our discussion last month, I now have a better idea of what the board's interest is regarding residency. I've been talking to a lot of people. I have some ideas and would like to revisit the topic on our April 2nd meeting because I have an idea about how a residency preference program could work while helping out our recruitment process from not being too complicated, but allowing you all to feel that you are still able to uphold your oath as well. So if it's okay with you, I would like to come back on that topic on April 2nd.
Board Member Heller.
Thank you. I would request that we set this forward to the May meeting as I will be gone on vacation for the first meeting in April. So
does that work as well?
My only request would be if you could grant us some time to fully implement the residency requirement. Sorry, looking for a word there. Until that point, because we're working on this, but we're also struggling to put a system in place for handling those hires that will require residency at this point.
Help me, I'm not following that request.
So last meeting, you reinstated the residency requirement. I am hoping you would be willing to postpone activating that requirement until we can meet again.
No, I'm not. I'm not willing.
We already have one waiver before us, and it's for all of those that are outside of the Tacoma area.
Yes.
The other thing that I heard at our meeting with you last month was that there are some technical positions that you need to recruit outside of Tacoma for. And I think that the feeling of the board would be if you could find those particular positions, it would be better, and then present in May. But I think it's better.
Okay.
It was very well done when you looked at what was outside. But I also heard, and I heard this well from you, there are some technical fields that should be blanketed as well.
Okay,
and we'll work on that. And that's what we need to be looking at for April. And then when Amy comes back, we'll look at your proposal in May.
So that leads me to another question is, so we're trying not to delay start dates and extend the recruitment process any longer. Is there a way, instead of once a month bringing these to you, that we can request residency waivers in between our meeting times? I mean, I'm not saying we could be creative. I'm not saying we need to schedule more meetings if we don't need to, but I'm just wanting to make sure that we have ample, so we're not making somebody wait a
correct.
Month.
Correct.
Just as a point of order, I don't think that they can do that in the constraints of the Open Meeting Act, because that would be an action by the group. They'd have to vote on it. So
we're here tonight.
Yep.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
Perhaps our legal counsel could look at alternate ways to conduct an open public meeting, such as if we were to have a conference call with board members on the conference call, and like on a star phone type setting where members of the public and could meet here, but then you'd have board members on conference call. It's also a good idea to kind of look at options like that going forward when we're considering social distancing options and stuff, considering the virus that's becoming a pandemic in our society.
Just to address that, a meeting by telephone, if you give appropriate public notice and do give the public an opportunity to participate, that's acceptable. Other ways, email, you know, a Skype kind of thing, that doesn't work as well.
Okay.
But a phone conference?
That would be great.
Okay. And
I'll work
with
Wendy.
Sure would be great, because it's left to you to coordinate this. Would it be an obstacle for you to get this coordinated for us to have conference calls when necessary for waivers for the Civil Service Board?
Not at all. We can do that.
Okay, thank you. And does that take
Perfect.
Care of your concerns? Okay.
Okay.
And we will see you in May with...
Sounds great. Thank you very much. So part of the regular business, I would also like to present two list extensions, two list abolishments, four waivers of competitive exam, and a residency waiver. So the first is we approved a list extension for the position of office assistant. It's a two-month extension. This is an open list. 287 people were on the original list, 116 of which were City of Tacoma residents. 19 people were hired from the list, 8 of which were City of Tacoma residents. There are currently 268 people on the list, 108 of which are City of Tacoma residents. The departments are still considering candidates for hire from this current list, and we feel that a two-month extension will help us get those completed. Second, we approved a list extension for the position of construction inspector for Tacoma Water. This is a six-month extension of an open list. 15 people were on the original list, 5 of which were City of Tacoma residents. There were 2 people hired from the list, 1 of which was a City of Tacoma resident. Currently 13 people on the list, 4 of which are City of Tacoma residents. This list is used to determine setups for temporary upgrades and is not anticipated to be used to fill permanent vacancies. Third, we approved a list abolishment for the position of welder fabricator. Open list with 11 people on the original list, 2 of which were City of Tacoma residents. There were no hires from the list, so 11 people are remaining on the list. The list has been fully vetted and determined to have no qualified candidates available for hire.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
Ms. Fritz, just a clarifying question on the office assistant list, where there are literally a couple hundred people still on those. I just want to clarify that you are applying the residency requirement to this list.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Okay, and then we approved a list abolishment for the position of railway conductor. This was an open list. 31 people were on the original list, four of which were City of Tacoma residents. Six people were hired from the list, none of which was a City of Tacoma resident. 25 people are remaining on the list, and the four that were City of Tacoma residents are still on there. This list has also been fully vetted, and after multiple hires, some rejected job offers, and candidates no longer seeking employment, there is an insufficient number of qualified candidates to fill upcoming vacancies. So if there's no questions on that part, I'd like to invite Marie Angel, Human Resources Analyst, forward to present a waiver of competitive exam.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. My name is Marie Angel. I'm a Human Resources Analyst. I am here tonight to request two waivers of competitive exam for two CLIC employees. Unfortunately, they're not able to be here tonight, but to speak on their behalf is Alice Phillips with Local 483. The first one is for Christina Reed. We're asking to put her into a position of an office assistant. She has been with the City of Tacoma for 5 years, and she's looking forward to the next step of continuing her career with the city. The next is for Carmen Justin. Carmen Justin is also transitioning from CLIC to an administrative assistant position with Planning and Development Services. Ms. Carmen has been with the city for just about 20 years.
Board Member Heller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move to approve these requests as stated.
It has been moved to approve the request for waiver for competitive examination for Christina Reed and Carmen Justice. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Well, congratulate them for us.
Thank you.
Please.
It's my Chair Summers and board members, thank you for the opportunity. It's my understanding that both of these employees had previous engagements and couldn't make it tonight. But on their behalf, I would like to extend a heartfelt thank you, not only to the board, but to the Human Resource Department, both at TMB and TPU, to the executive team at TPU. They have been working with Local 483 tirelessly to try and make sure that the CLIC employees who are being unfortunately displaced have a soft landing wherever they may wind up. And this is just another example of the city pulling together to help employees that want to continue their employment with the city do so. So on behalf of 43 and those CLIC employees, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for the presentation.
Next up is Alyssa McLean, Human Resources Analyst, to present a waiver, two waivers of competitive exam and a request for a residency waiver.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. My name is Alyssa McLean, and I'm the HR analyst that supports Tacoma Power. First, I am requesting a waiver of competitive exam for CLIC employee Denise Curley into the position of administrative assistant. Denise is a network operations center technician who has been with CLIC for almost 22 years. She has a vast experience in customer service that will make her an asset as an administrative assistant in Tacoma Water. At this time, I am asking for approval for this waiver.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for CLIC employee transitioning to administrative assistant Denise Curley.
Curley.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? There's a nice gentleman sitting next to you. Is there anything you'd like to add to this before we
vote? He's for my next one.
He's what?
He's for my next waiver.
Okay, excellent. Then we'll get introduced then. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? It has been approved.
Thank you. So I have John Wolkowiak with me for my next waiver of competitive exam, and this is for Melody Hatcher. She is currently an office assistant in Power Customer Energy Programs. She actually began her journey with CLIC back in 1998, and back in August, she actually received a competitive examination into this current position. After they looked at the position, it was actually reclassified into an administrative assistant position to properly align the work duties and in the classification. So with this, I'm asking for approval of this new waiver of competitive exam as her position has been reclassified.
Wait. And can we hear from you, please? Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Chair Summers and board members. My name is John Wolkowiak. I'm a conservation operations manager with Tacoma Power. It's been my privilege for the last almost 9 months of having Melody Hatcher work for our group. She has grown so much and become such a vital part of our program. And we've really looked really hard at the current positions for all three of our incumbents in that position. And with HR's help, we found out that we really needed to upgrade that position because their jobs have evolved. Unfortunately, Ms. Hatcher can't be here. She just had a death in her family, so she's unable to be here. So I'm here representing her and glad to answer any questions about our request.
Board Member Heller.
Thank you. I would move that we approve the city's request as stated.
Board Member Sexton.
For Melody Hatcher.
Second. Are you seconding it?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Please send our sympathies and congratulations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And I'm so sorry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, and one last. More for me. So finally, I'm requesting a waiver of residency requirements for the employees who work sites is located outside of the city of Tacoma. These locations are outlined in the document that is provided, but those are Cowlitz, Nisqually, Cushman, Green River, McMillan, Alder Lake, Mayfield Lake, Tidenapalm, and South Service Center. And I am requesting a waiver of residencies for those locations.
Board Member Board Member Hansen.
I'm looking at this, and I am wondering about a couple of locations here. There's one in Puyallup and one in Spanaway, which would not require a major move on someone's part if they were a Tacoma resident. And I know the other cities are somewhat removed. Glenoma,
I apologize, I don't know where that location is, but a lot of these locations, I have positions within Tacoma Power that actually have like a commute time out, especially for our hydro locations, and it's critical that they are in a 30-minute distance. And from Tacoma, I went there last week, and it's about an hour and 15 for at least Nisqually.
Glenoma is in Lewis County, actually.
Glenoma? Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Are there any other board member Heller? Were you finished, Board Member Hansen?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
thank you.
Madam Chair, I would move that we approve the city's request as stated.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? And I want to thank you for bringing this forward and
absolutely.
In such a timely manner. And these are exactly the kind of things we're open to. And this was a great presentation, including all the background material that you supplied. So thank you.
I appreciate that. We have a lot of temporary workers, especially as the summer gets near. So I really appreciate you guys listening to me tonight. Thank you.
That concludes my report.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that wants to comment? My husband is not, so he can't stand up. Is there anybody from the public that would like to comment at this time? Is there any comments from the board members? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
Now you have something to say?
Yeah, after the fact that since I'm not going to be here in April. I'm going to be out of the country.
Don't take a cruise ship.
Where are you going now?
I'm going on a cruise.
Better not.